Unit 4, Part 2, Development of 4R Skills, Listening. Section A, Listening Comprehension, Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1.
The number of confirmed cases of H1N1 influenza continues to rise in the Asia-Pacific region. China, South Korea, Australia, and the Philippines have all reported new cases. The Chinese Health Ministry confirmed its 9th case of H1N1 influenza late on Sunday. In Hong Kong, another case of H1N1 influenza has been confirmed, bringing the total to 7, while Taiwan has 6 so far. South Korea has newly reported infection, bringing the total number to 22. While in Australia, 2 more people, including a boy, have been diagnosed with the flu, increasing the total to 16. Philippine health authorities reported the country's second H1N1 case on Sunday. The patient is a 50-year-old woman who returned from the United States. In Japan, the number of the flu cases has reached 343 in 7 prefectures.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
The number of confirmed cases of H1N1 influenza continues to rise in the Asia-Pacific region. China, South Korea, Australia, and the Philippines have all reported new cases. The Chinese Health Ministry confirmed its 9th case of H1N1 influenza late on Sunday. In Hong Kong, another case of H1N1 influenza has been confirmed, bringing the total to 7, while Taiwan has 6 so far. South Korea has newly reported infection, bringing the total number to 22. While in Australia, 2 more people, including a boy, have been diagnosed with the flu, increasing the total to 16. Philippine health authorities reported the country's second H1N1 case on Sunday. The patient is a 50-year-old woman who returned from the United States. In Japan, the number of the flu cases has reached 343 in 7 prefectures. Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 3.
The Beijing Municipal Government will launch free H1N1 vaccinations for primary and middle school students Thursday. A complete plan will be announced this weekend. Medical staff will handle procedures in schools. Children will be vaccinated with parental consent. The local government says the most serious outbreak is expected around December and the New Year. The government says the vaccine is effective at 15 days before the outbreak. It has protected 70 to 90% of 10,000 recipients nationwide. Among primary and middle school students, the rate is as high as over 98%.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 4.
The Beijing Municipal Government will launch free H1N1 vaccinations for primary and middle school students Thursday. A complete plan will be announced this weekend. Medical staff will handle procedures in schools. Children will be vaccinated with parental consent. The local government says the most serious outbreak is expected around December and the New Year. The government says the vaccine is effective at 15 days before the outbreak. It has protected 70 to 90% of 10,000 recipients nationwide. Among primary and middle school students, the rate is as high as over 98%.
Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 5.
Chinese hurdler Liu Xiang has traveled to the United States to undergo surgery on the Achilles injury that stopped him from defending his title at this year's Olympics. In a bid to give him the best chance of representing his country in the 2012 London Olympics, Liu will be operated on later this month by Houston Rockets doctor Tom Clanton, who helped NBA star Yao Ming recover from a stress fracture earlier this year. Liu said he was quite optimistic about the operation and hoped to be away from the attention of the media for a while after the surgery. According to his coach, Sun Haiping, Liu is unlikely to make a full recovery until 6 months after the surgery.
Now listen to the item again and answer question six.
Chinese hurdler Liu Xiang has traveled to the United States to undergo surgery on the Achilles injury that stopped him from defending his title at this year's Olympics. In a bid to give him the best chance of representing his country in the 2012 London Olympics, Liu will be operated on later this month by Houston Rockets doctor Tom Clanton, who helped NBA star Yao Ming recover from a stress fracture earlier this year. Liu said he was quite optimistic about the operation and hoped to be away from the attention of the media for a while after the surgery. According to his coach, Sun Haiping, Liu is unlikely to make a full recovery until 6 months after the surgery.
Task 4. Now listen to a long conversation and answer questions 7 to 8.
Well, new information now on a study that got our attention yesterday. If you are getting a solid 8 hours of sleep or more at night, beware. A new study says getting 8 hours may be too much, and also says that too much sleep could double your risk of an untimely death. Dr. Hélène M. Selem of the National Sleep Foundation is here with us to talk about it. Doctor, thanks so much for being here.
Good morning.
So I think this came as a shock because we've always heard 8 hours of sleep is the ideal number. Now they are saying it's 7.
Well, 7 is a great amount of sleep. We believe 7 to 9 hours is with increased risks of mortality. With more than 9 hours of sleep, an apparently dramatic increase of heart disease and death with less than 5 hours.
Why would sleeping 9 hours or more be bad for health?
You know, that part of the information is thought to be possibly related to underlying diseases. So people who are already sick with something, whether they know it or not, may in fact need more sleep. But those of us who are just burning the midnight oil and only getting 5 hours are increasing a risk that may be changeable if we allocate 7.
Okay, so speaking for most people who work on this show, I got to ask you about that 5 hour thing. Because that sounds bad and it sounds applicable. Is it true that you can make a so-called deposit into your sleep account? So if you get the 5, you know, Sunday night, can you rest 2 or 3 hours as in a nap on Monday to make up for what you lost?
Well, a nap will rejuvenate you somewhat, but an irregular pattern makes it hard to fall asleep when you have to. And 5 is where we see a double risk of heart disease and death. So we really want to be closer to that 7 hour number.
Wow. One other thing. In the study, you talked about junk sleep, saying when you sleep with the constant presence of electronic gadgetry. What does that mean, and why is it bad?
Well, it's keeping us stimulated. Sleep serves an amazing purpose. It restores our psyche, it makes us feel good and energized and not in the dumps the next day. It restores our balance for weight control. It gives us the new ideas as we consolidate the information we learn during the day. It really is serving a purpose for us, and this study demonstrates that we need our sleep.
Well, Dr. Hélène M. Selem, thank you so much.
Now listen to the conversation again and answer questions 9 to 12.
Well, new information now on a study that got our attention yesterday. If you are getting a solid 8 hours of sleep or more at night, beware. A new study says getting 8 hours may be too much, and also says that too much sleep could double your risk of an untimely death. Dr. Hélène M. Selem of the National Sleep Foundation is here with us to talk about it. Doctor, thanks so much for being here.
Good morning.
So I think this came as a shock because we've always heard 8 hours of sleep is the ideal number. Now they are saying it's 7.
Well, 7 is a great amount of sleep. We believe 7 to 9 hours is with increased risks of mortality. With more than 9 hours of sleep, an apparently dramatic increase of heart disease, and death with less than 5 hours.
Why would sleeping 9 hours or more be bad for health?
You know, that part of the information is thought to be possibly related to underlying diseases. So people who are already sick with something, whether they know it or not, may in fact need more sleep. But those of us who are just burning the midnight oil and only getting 5 hours are increasing a risk that may be changeable if we allocate 7.
Okay, so speaking for most people who work on this show, I got to ask you about that 5 hour thing. Because that sounds bad and it sounds applicable. Is it true that you can make a so-called deposit into your sleep account? So if you get the 5, you know, Sunday night, can you rest 2 or 3 hours as in a nap on Monday to make up for what you lost?
Well, a nap will rejuvenate you somewhat, but an irregular pattern makes it hard to fall asleep when you have to. And 5 is where we see a double risk of heart disease and death. So we really want to be closer to that 7-hour number.
Wow. One other thing. In the study, you talked about junk sleep, saying when you sleep with the constant presence of electronic gadgetry. What does that mean, and why is it bad?
Well, it's keeping us stimulated. Sleep serves an amazing purpose. It restores our psyche, it makes us feel good and energized and not in the dumps the next day. It restores our balance for weight control. It gives us the new ideas as we consolidate the information we learn during the day. It really is serving a purpose for us, and this study demonstrates that we need our sleep.
Well, Dr. Hélène M. Salem, thank you so much.
Task 5. Now listen to a short passage or a long conversation and answer questions 13 to 14.
I've heard about the recent survey that found a third of us are living with extreme stress. Well, as the holidays approaching, the shopping season kicks in. It's not going to get any easier. So we've decided it's time to enlist some stress-reducing help from Angela Bird Murray, as the editor-in-chief of Essence magazine. Good to have you here. So this is a time of the year when all of us, I think, get so overloaded. And I know this is something that your readers have written in voraciously about. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things they're telling us about is, as they're coming down to the end of the year, they are feeling about a lot of pressure with work deadlines, financial pressure, family obligation, and of course, shopping for the holiday.
Yeah. And speaking of the holidays, how does the stress just escalate during this time of the year?
The bottom line is women still bear the burden for the holidays. They're still, you know, whether they are working or not working, or single, or whatever the case may be, they are the ones to make the holiday, and they feel that was to keep up everything else that they are doing during the year, and not only make the holiday, but make the perfect holiday.
And that includes family, and family adds a lot of stress too. And a lot of time I think it's, as you said, women who tend to bear the burden alone. You feel like I've got to be the one who has to do it all alone. And a lot of women feel guilty around this time of year too, right? And you say that's part of the thing that you have to get rid of.
Right, you have to let go of the guilt. They tell you when you get on an airplane that in a case of an emergency when the oxygen mask comes down, put it on yourself first. You have to save yourself before you can help others. So it's really important that you let go of the guilt, prioritize and learn when you have to say no to something that you are just not able to do.
Some of the burden, some of the stress also with your husband and your boyfriend, your partner. Angela, you say the important thing is to really share the burden.
You know, the interesting thing is actually people like to be needed. If you say, you know what, this year, Thanksgiving, we're doing a potluck. Can you bring the sweet potatoes? Can you bring the dessert? You say to your sister, you know, we're going to be together. Can you do this? People actually like to contribute and feel that they are part of the things and they are needed. But women hate to ask. They feel like that makes me less than if I farm it out. And actually, it is really a mistake. And if you would ask, ask your spouse, hey, you take this part of shopping list and I will take this part of shopping list. He's actually gonna feel good and is not dumping it. So you really should ask. You both will feel better.
And feeling better is another really key topic. You say really focus on your wellness, your health during the holiday.
Absolutely. During this stressful time, the health issues can become, you know, more prevalent. So you really need to make sure that you're eating right, you're getting enough rest, and you're also listening to your body. And give yourself a little time out occasionally. You know, take time to meditate or just to focus on yourself.
Right. Angela, thanks so much.
Now listen to the passage or conversation again and answer questions 15 to 18.
I've heard about the recent survey that found a third of us are living with extreme stress. Well, as the holidays approaching, the shopping season kicks in. It's not going to get any easier. So we've decided it's time to enlist some stress-reducing help from Angela Bird Murray, as the editor-in-chief of Essence magazine. Good to have you here. So this is a time of the year when all of us, I think, get so overloaded. And I know this is something that your readers have written in voraciously about. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things they're telling us about is, as they're coming down to the end of the year, they are feeling about a lot of pressure with work deadlines, financial pressure, family obligation, and of course, shopping for the holiday.
Yeah. And speaking of the holidays, how does the stress just escalate during this time of the year?
The bottom line is women still bear the burden for the holidays. They're still, you know, whether they are working or not working, or single, or whatever the case may be, they are the ones to make the holiday, and they feel that was to keep up everything else that they are doing during the year, and not only make the holiday, but make the perfect holiday.
And that includes family, and family adds a lot of stress too. And a lot of time I think it's, as you said, women who tend to bear the burden alone. You feel like I've got to be the one who has to do it all alone. And a lot of women feel guilty around this time of year too, right? And you say that's part of the thing that you have to get rid of.
Right. You have to let go of the guilt. They tell you when you get on an airplane that in a case of an emergency when the oxygen mask comes down, put it on yourself first. You have to save yourself before you can help others. So it's really important that you let go of the guilt, prioritize and learn when you have to say no to something that you are just not able to do.
Some of the burden, some of the stress also with your husband and your boyfriend, your partner. Angela, you say the important thing is to really share the burden.
You know, the interesting thing is actually people like to be needed. If you say, you know what, this year, Thanksgiving, we're doing a potluck. Can you bring the sweet potatoes? Can you bring the dessert? You say to your sister, you know, we're going to be together. Can you do this? People actually like to contribute and feel that they are part of the things and they are needed. But women hate to ask. They feel like that makes me less than if I farm it out. And actually, it is really a mistake. And if you would ask, ask your spouse, hey, you take this part of shopping list and I will take this part of shopping list. He's actually gonna feel good and is not dumping it. So you really should ask. You both will feel better.
And feeling better is another really key topic. You say really focus on your wellness, your health during the holiday.
Absolutely. During this stressful time, the health issues can become, you know, more prevalent. So you really need to make sure that you're eating right, you're getting enough rest, and you're also listening to your body. And give yourself a little time out occasionally. You know, take time to meditate or just to focus on yourself.
Right. Angela, thanks so much. Section B, Listening-Based Integrated Tasks.
Welcome to night number 2 of our week of Best Life webcasts. All week long, we're giving you the tools and inspiration to look at your life in a different way and make the changes you need to live your best life in 2009. Right now, thousands of people are online with us from every corner of the globe: China, Iceland, Kuwait, Japan, and Botswana, and of course, all 50 states here in America. Welcome to our web class, Planet Earth. Last night, we found out how to get back on the weight loss wagon with Bob Green. Tonight, we're building on the momentum to get healthy with Dr. Oz. Hello.
Thank you very much.
So let's tell the people just what happened. I just woke up, you know, because I just got in from Africa the other day, so my schedule is all flipped around. So I'm doing live shows in the day and then webcasts at night, and so...
And my big question is, who would be brave enough to wake you up?
Well, I actually woke myself up because, you know, I had to do this. So I'm napping in the middle of the day because I put myself back on the list. Normally, I would just, you know, trudge through the day.
A lot of people are like this, and I'm really excited about this today because in medicine, it's so often that we'll have an ovarian lottery. You know, wherever you're born, that's the healthcare you get. But today we're all over the planet, and so we may have great questions from Iceland that might generate a good response in Chicago that someone in China has got a better idea on, and that's actually how we're going to change medicine around the planet.
Doesn't it feel like Iceland here right now?
It does, exactly. It does.
So cold. We've got Skypers standing by, and we're going to also be taking your phone calls tonight live. The number to call, 866-677-2496. That's 866-OPERA-XM. So you might remember last week, Dr. Oz gave us his ultimate checklist, the most important steps to turn your health around in 2009. We're going to be answering your questions about that and anything else on your mind about health. After the webcast, you can print Dr. Oz's checklist on opera.com and just put it right full on your refrigerator with all the pictures and...
And then look at it and act on it.
And act on it. Don't just have it there on the... as a sticky thing on the refrigerator.
It's not just good for decorative purposes.
Kim has been following Dr. Oz's ultimate checklist for 2 months now, and she's Skyping. Where are you? You're right here in Chicago, right?
I am.
Oh, hi, Kim.
Hi, Opera. Hi, Dr. Oz.
How are you?
How are you?
So how's it been working, the checklist?
It's been going really great for me. I've been working out on a regular basis. I've been taking my vitamins. I've been reading labels, which is something new for me in trying to make healthy choices in my diet. I've lost 8 pounds, and I feel great.
Welcome to night number 2 of our week of Best Life webcasts. All week long, we're giving you the tools and inspiration to look at your life in a different way and make the changes you need to live your best life in 2009. Right now, thousands of people are online with us from every corner of the globe: China, Iceland, Kuwait, Japan, and Botswana, and of course, all 50 states here in America. Welcome to our web class, Planet Earth. Last night, we found out how to get back on the weight loss wagon with Bob Green. Tonight, we're building on the momentum to get healthy with Dr. Oz. Hello.
Thank you very much.
So let's tell the people just what happened. I just woke up, you know, because I just got in from Africa the other day, so my schedule is all flipped around. So I'm doing live shows in the day and then webcasts at night, and so...
And my big question is, who would be brave enough to wake you up?
Well, I actually woke myself up because, you know, I had to do this. So I'm napping in the middle of the day because I put myself back on the list. Normally, I would just, you know, trudge through the day.
A lot of people are like this, and I'm really excited about this today because in medicine, it's so often that we'll have an ovarian lottery. You know, wherever you're born, that's the healthcare you get. But today, we're all over the planet, And so we may have great questions from Iceland that might generate a good response in Chicago that someone in China has got a better idea on. And that's actually how we're going to change medicine around the planet.
Doesn't it feel like Iceland here right now?
It does, exactly. It does.
So cold. We've got Skypers standing by, and we're going to also be taking your phone calls tonight live. The number to call, 866-677-2496. That's 866-OPERA-XM. So you might remember last week, Dr. Oz gave us his ultimate checklist. The most important steps to turn your health around in 2009. We're going to be answering your questions about that and anything else on your mind about health. After the webcast, you can print Dr. Oz's checklist on opera.com and just put it right full on your refrigerator with all the pictures and...
And then look at it and act on it.
And act on it. Don't just have it there on the... as a sticky thing on the refrigerator.
It's not just good for decorative purposes.
Kim has been following Dr. Oz's ultimate checklist for 2 months now, and she's Skyping. Where are you? You're right here in Chicago, right?
I am.
Oh, hi, Kim.
Hi, Opera. Hi, Dr. Oz.
How are you?
How are you?
So how's it been working, the checklist?
It's been going really great for me. I've been working out on a regular basis. I've been taking my vitamins. I've been reading labels, which is something new for me in trying to make healthy choices in my diet. I've lost 8 pounds, and I feel great.